JW4DJW. 4DJW Mobile.
VCX Mobile.
Hey Patrick, are you on the near or the far side?
I am on the far side. I just pulled it back out of the driveway.
Uh-oh, you going somewhere?
Yes, I am. I gotta take my son up to Boone this afternoon. He's looking at buying a car. Wanted me to go with him, so now we're gonna drive 2.5 hours up there and 2.5 hours back.
Glad it's having to go back to work. I thought you were pulled in the driveway at work. Sometimes I've done that, pulled in the driveway and got a phone call and pulled right back out of the driveway. Had to go right back to work. But thankfully it's something good. At least he thinks it's something good, I'm sure.
I've seen it, and I think it'll be a good thing for him, but it's just a 2.5 hour drive there and a 2.5 hour drive back.
Is this his first car?
His first car. He's 22, but the last one he bought, and I didn't go with him, he kind of got snookered on it, so we'll go with him this time and try to help him make a better decision.
I know my sister used to do that with me, bring her car to me. Anytime she's going to buy one, if it wasn't a brand new one, she'd bring it over and say, check this thing out. I sent a lot of them back. Men will try to, salesmen will try to pull the wool over a girl's eyes where a guy, they won't do that. But anyway, it's good that you're going there with him. You know exactly the things to look for.
So these cars that he's going to get inside and out, so he's going to get a little 2000 Escort ZX2, the little two-door sport version.
What, with sporty wheels and vroom vroom?
Bone stock. It actually looks really clean from the pictures, but you know how deceiving that can be.
Got to look at the tailpipe and listen to the engine and... I had a whole bunch of tricks I used to know, but they've all evaporated from my brain. But I put a dollar bill on the exhaust as it's running, as it's idling. Have you ever done that?
It sucks it back in.
Affirmative. Make sure it's not sucking on the intake stroke from the exhaust valve. You don't want that.
These new electronic ones are newer electronic ones. If they're doing that, they'll pick it up really quick. Especially these year models here. These were actually pretty tough little cars. I actually liked them fairly well. It's a good, cheap, disposable little car, let's put it that way.
What did they used to call those? A clunker? No, not a clunker. What is it they call? I can't remember what you used to call those things. But a beater. You go get an old beater. And that way you don't care where you park it at the grocery store. You don't care. You just use it for point-to-point transportation, and you don't park your good car next to somebody at the grocery store that puts a dent in your door.
So that's what I'm doing this evening. What are you up to?
Most all of the, I see my neighbor came over to my house. I see him on my wristwatch ringing my doorbell. I told him I had to go to the post office. I'm mailing out the people we voted on last night. I'm mailing out their cards and receipts and all that stuff. And instead of putting it in the mailbox, because I've had mailbox theft in the past, I just drive it over to the post office and drop it off in the post office box so that I'm sure it's going to get where it's going.
Roger that. Hey, I meant to tell you last night, but everybody cleaned out pretty quick. I went ahead and I joined the ARL, so if that makes any difference on my membership there.
It does make a difference. The ARL gives us discounts for depending on how many people we have. So they encourage us to get people to join it. It's good to have more people that are aware of what's going on. You get good stuff from the ARL. When I get back, I'll go ahead and open up the database and put the check mark in that tick box on your name, just so that I don't forget.
Oh, roger that. I'll check with you maybe tomorrow or the next day. And,
Because when I'm sitting at my desk, it's a whole lot easier just to click on it and then click on your name and then click on that checkbox and then I'm done.
Oh, Roger that. I got customers that call me or text me all hours of the day and weekend wanting to know this, that, and the other. And I'm like, guys, I don't have the computer attached to my hip. I do have a life outside of that dual truck.
So that though, you're so many hours in it, right? Then so many hours I was in front of it for so many hours. It's people just get accustomed to being able to do that, and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't.
It's one of the drawbacks to this constant contact thing with the cell phone. In my opinion, there's no time to get away for yourself anymore. It seems like.
Integration. That can be good and bad. Like, I use that, like, when I go make coffee in the morning. It used to be I'd go make coffee and I'd have to remember 15 minutes later to go get coffee. But if you get into something, it can turn into a half an hour, 45 minutes, and the coffee can be cold by the time you get there. And that's not good. So I just, when I set the coffee maker up, I just tell my watch to remind me in 15 minutes, and it does, and it works a whole lot better. So there's good and bad to that.
There's good and bad in it, and it's all how you use it yourself. You have to learn to use it and how not to use it.
Yeah, you got to, that's another thing. You got to regulate the overload. You got to have a regulator. It's just like a air tank and a pneumatic tool. You got to have a regulator in there, or you're gonna break something.
So, what else has been going on? I heard you and Steve going flying in the morning.
You charge, and I'll load up the truck and put it in the garage overnight, so that all I have to do in the morning is. Well, I'll get up and listen to you guys while I'm loading up my stock pages and all that stuff. And then I get my exercise in and then leave by 8, I think, or leave so that I can get there by 8. He's wanting to get there really early. But that's okay. We haven't been flying in weeks because the weather just hasn't permitted. And it's going to look good tomorrow, so. I'm going to try and have it all loaded up so that I can leave early enough to get there by 8. The battery's charged and the airplane's already loaded.
Earlier today say that I'm thinking like 7:30, and I was kind of snickering to myself. Yeah, right.
You know, I used to go on the competition trail. You go to one event after another, and you camp out at a lot of them, and you get up before the sun comes up, and have the airplane ready. I have taken off so early in the morning that when I pulled up, it was gone. Totally gone. The airplane just disappeared. That's because the clouds were that low. As soon as I pulled up, it just disappeared into the clouds, and I had to put it in a spin and then watch for where it was going to come down through the hole to grab it again and bring it in and land it. But that is nice, though. The grass is still a little damp. You leave trails through the grass when you take off. Back then it was nitromethane, so you smell the smell of nitromethane in the morning. Kind of like that that movie where he said he loves napalm in the morning. Remember that
one? But I cannot remember the name of the movie right now.
Do you remember the smell of nitro in the morning? It smelled really good.
Robert Duvall, Apocalypse Now. Come on, guys, that's a classic.
Yeah, you won't be smelling that in the morning. They cut the grass.
No, the grass won't be cut until Thursday afternoon around 5, because I got to do it. I got work to do. I ain't got time to jawbone with you two. 10-4, WA, clear. Y'all carry on.
Yeah, you get back to work, making those tax dollars, paying for my retirement come November.
For HKX. Well, make sure you leave some for me in a few years.
That's what you're raising kids for now, and everybody else, for when you get to be old.
Spending money, we won't have any.
The machines work just fine.
I'm overtime right now, though.
Even need those things, it'll all be digital coin.
I feel about that yet. I mean, I see good and bad in it, just like everything else, but still not 100% behind it.
What's that? I've walked up to the cash register with money in hand to buy some on more than one occasion and put my money back in my pocket, turned around and walked off. I have not taken the plunge on that yet, but I should have.
Like I say, I just don't know how I feel about it yet.
I got to drop off the air for a minute and go inside the post office and drop off these letters so that everybody that got approved last night gets their stuff in a timely fashion. Anyway, I'll be back in a little bit, W4DJW.
HKX, I should still be around, Dave. 73, KO4HKX, monitoring.
KX, N4ZLK. KX, N4ZLK. Okay, clear.
JW Mobile.
Yes, good afternoon, Patrick.
What was the call? That was kind of quick. I missed it.
KF4MUF.
W4DJW. That's maximum usage. What? MUF?
Maximal usable frequency.
That's what that is. That makes it easy for you to remember, huh?
Or MUF, whichever.
What do you go by?
Hey, my name is Jody. Roger.
Roger, Roger, Jody. Nice to meet you. I'm over in Greer. Where are you?
At Old Clemson Road and 123.
You're really good.
You're good signal off this tower right there.
You say you're mobile on 123?
Yes, sir.
What kind of antenna you have on that vehicle?
Wave. It's a Wilson.
Oh, that's a good one. Don't lose it.
I've got it on a mag mount right now, but it's a NMO mount, and I've just, it's hard to fight the bullet to drill a hole in the roof of this truck yet.
I'm doing that to a brand new vehicle. I just never have had the courage to do that.
I've done it on my own before, but this is a, it's a Denali dually, and I just really hate to drill a hole in it.
That's why I've got all mag mounts. Mag mounts work good. The only thing is I took the mag mount off my pickup truck, got up there, climbed up there and took it off after it's been on there for 20 years and noticed there's some rust where the magnet was.
Absolutely. It's got to go through your paint to get to ground, so it's got to do something.
Yeah, so that burned through that paint after 20 years and exposed it, then rust bubbles came up.
That's exactly right, and I don't know, maybe I'll poke a hole in it. I just ain't got the courage yet.
All right, yeah.
735.
Sounds good, from Seneca all the way to Caesar's Head and then back down to Greer.
I'm sorry, it's a Linco 735, DR735. It's a dual radio, 440 and 220.
You have any centimeter repeaters in there?
I got a few, but my antenna set more up for a 2 meter rig than it is 70 centimeters. I got to order me a different antenna. You know, I'll talk on that as a 446, I think it's 8100 or 1800. Old Jack over there on 6 Mile, I'll talk on his repeater.
Near one that in order for that to work. I used to go into Charlotte every day and I could hit their 70 centimeter repeater pretty easy, but that was the only one that I could ever really hit. One time I left it on there from when I was on my way home and I was filling my gas tank up and in Greer, and it's 70 centimeters and I was filling my gas tank up in Greer. It was still on the Charlotte 70 centimeter frequency. I keyed it up when I left the gas station in Greer, and it hit that repeater all the way in Charlotte. That was purely propagation, nothing else. And one of my buddies that I worked with, he was there, W4OM, old man, Whiskey 4 old man was his call sign. And he said, "What are you doing on here this early in the morning?" And I said, "I don't know. I left it on there from last night, and it worked when I finished filling my gas tank up this morning."
plan coming together?
Well, that wasn't even a plan. That came together all on its own, because I would have never have even attempted to hit that repeater from Greer, South Carolina, on 70 centimeters. Never would have even attempted it.
Yeah, I used to have this in my house when I was down south, and I had a 200-watt amplifier hooked up to it on a base antenna. So I had a lot of fun talking simplex. But since I moved up here, I've just put it in my truck and run it in here.
Before you moved up here? You were talking earlier about Fort Myers, were you?
On the other coast. I was over there just north of West Palm Beach.
Those that live over in Fort Myers. I heard somebody talking to somebody about being up here from there. But, yeah, I get down to my in-laws every now and then. I haven't really picked up much in the way of amateur radio, but they've got a really nice radio control airplane field down there.
Yeah, because that's some good weather down there pretty much all year long, except when you get a hurricane. So the mole boys should be able to get out there and fly quite a bit.
Cape Coral is the name of the city. It paid for their field, and everything was paved. Everything was sheltered, electricity everywhere, running water everywhere. It wasn't like our airfield where you get a little bit of area on the edge of one runway. that's about what we get here.
At where I come from, there were boys up there. They had an airstrip set out there next to a farm where they grew cabbage and stuff like that. And the farm owner, he gave them a piece of property there to build their airport on it, so that's where they would sit up every day.
There are some places that's really nice like that. They talked this, like that one down there at Cape Coral, talked the city into building them something. But I guess they've got quite a few that do that, and they pay dues, and they actually contribute enough to society. And it's probably put a few of them on the board that voted that in. Anyway, I've got to run in Ingalls and pick up some mass consumables. If you're still there, I'll pick you up on the way out. W4DJW, nice to meet you, Jody.
And I'm about to back into my driveway myself here in Seneca, so if I don't catch y'all on this one, I'll be out there on the little radio in the house. So 73s and a good chat with you, my friend. KF4MUF, we're clear.
4HKX, Dave, you still there?
Yeah, I'm hunting the parking space. Go ahead, W4DJW.
Oh, no, I thought you were still driving. Sorry.
Now, I got to run in Ingalls real quick and pick up some groceries, and then I'll be back. If you're not halfway to Boone by then.
No, I'm still sitting here waiting on him to get here now.
Not eating somewhere, riding together?
Yeah.
I have parking space, so be careful on your way over there. If you're still around when I get out, I'll talk to you then. I'm not picking up much, so you might be. W4DJW.
HKX, I should be here. I'll be monitoring.
HKX, KO4NUE.
Good afternoon, Chad.
Well, you need somebody to sit with you for a little bit?
If you got time, just sitting here waiting on my son to get here. He wants me to ride up the Boone with him to look at a car this afternoon.
What is that? Well, I've just finally made it up here to deer camp, so just checking the radios and patch panels and all that out, make sure it's still working all right.
Got no squirrel meat frying?
Exactly. Exactly. I got a conibear trap set. There's a opening on the cabin here that goes up into the roof line, and squirrels get up and in between rafters. So I didn't have anything to patch it with, so I just set me a conibear trap up there. And I've caught two or three of them, I guess. But this last one has tore my trap down, so I gotta get up there and get it set back up.
Pretty good sized squirrel.
Be big to, make you night miserable in this thing. I get in between the rafters, and it sounds like, Godzilla moving in between the rafters, and it just makes for a long night.
Oh, yeah. I was talking about moving the trap out of the way. He must be some more squirrel.
They, I got some game cameras, you know, set around, and I've been, you know, kind of monitoring them, and I believe it's the one I've been watching, but you can clearly see he's sitting there at two or three shots. He's sitting there looking at it, so I figure he's trying to figure things out, is what I think.
Smart little animals, I'll give them that one. They can figure some things out. They're funny to watch, too.
Well, show Chris my antenna launcher.
His head.
What he thinks yet. I figure he'll let me know in a day or two.
Blowed a hole in the door already?
He did. He just kind of laughed a little bit.
Antenna launcher coming.
Yesterday, so we took a good look at it, and trying to figure out, you know, what kind of modifications we need to make to it. But I don't think it's going to be difficult.
Maybe it won't go pretty easy then.
Sure, this way, he's got probably a little bit better idea. But you know, you get the mix of radio with a gun. How can you go wrong with that?
It's like fun to me.
But, you know, we'll have to try it out and see. But, you know, we did get it in, and we've been up there talking about it all day, trying to figure out what to do to it.
Need to see this contraption.
No, it's basically, I don't know how to describe it. It's basically a grenade launcher. It fits on the end of, M1 Garand. And, it's pretty simple. So you've got to figure out how to get the charge right and then get some string hooked to it, and then there you go. What kind of car is your son going to go look at?
He's going to get a little 2000 model ZX2 Escort, the little two-door sport version.
You do know that my two sons, and daughter, we've been through vehicles left and right, and I got a feeling he might learn tonight that it might not be a good idea to bring a mechanic to go look at a car. I mean, it's a good idea, don't get me wrong. But, you know, mechanics tend to have a tendency to, you know, look at everything, figure out what's wrong with it, and say, okay, parts are going to cost this, and then man hours is this, and, you know, that kind of has a tendency to deflate them just a little bit, you know.
He's been around me long enough to know that that's already going to happen, so at least I hope he does.
She went through, five or six vehicles, you know, Daddy, go look at this, go look at that. Finally, about the third one, she just says, I'm not bringing you anymore. I don't see how you find all this stuff, and it's just going to cost too much money. And I tried to explain to her, hey, look, you know, what I don't understand what you're complaining about. If you know it's wrong with it, and she wouldn't like the boys. She just thought Daddy was, you know, you're just finding too much wrong with it. And you know how that goes.
Oh yeah, she was looking. Oh, that's a cute little car. I like that.
Right. Well, you know what cute means? It's just more money.
Expensive.
Cheaper, right?
Usually the case.
Knobby tires, dents all over it. Sounds like, you know, Godzilla coming to Hong Kong. That's the cheap ones. That's the ones you want to go for.
As long as it's mechanically sound, yeah, I don't care what it looks like anymore.
Well, Anyway, where's the car up in Boone?
Somewhere up that way. It's saying it's about 2.5 hour drive each way, so I'm ready to get this show on the road.
KO4WWZ Mobile.
NUE, recognizing Chandler. So, 2.5 hours one way, so I'm assuming there's probably going to be a meal in there somewhere too, right?
Well, yeah, you see me.
That, what I meant was, you know, let's get a little time to spend with your son and, you know, tell him, hey, you need to buy supper tonight. I'm going to look at your car, save you some money. You buy me supper. Just be careful. You might end up at Conoco with a pack of Nipsey crackers and a Coke.
When he sees a diesel bill, that might be all he can afford. Go ahead, Chandler.
Hey, guys. I wasn't able to hear the conversation, so I just decided to go ahead and put my call out and say that I was Muslim. What y'all up to talking about?
Ours and going to help my son get one.
First car?
Get that, Chandler.
His first car?
No, it's not his first car.
Well, I hope he gets a good car.
Go on with him to make sure it's a good car. But just let him in. And I will talk to y'all later. KO4HKX and KO4WWZ and KO4NUE. Y'all have a good day. 73s.
Have a good day, bud.
Hey, Patrick. KO4NUE, you still there?
Yeah, roger that. How was your day, bud?
You do know we have that meeting tonight up at the fire training center, don't you?
I'm ready to go.
This is going to be kind of interesting and fun to get to actually meet the pros and, you know, get the ones out there equipment and stuff.
It'll be neat. I'm kind of looking forward to it, just kind of see what's, you know, what's what, over.
Have you been hurting now, or are you still in Pensacola?
I'm fixing to head out. I'm gonna go pick Chris up. I think we're gonna ride to the meeting together, over.
King, I have your strain for you when you get there tonight.
You got what for me, over?
It's the strain that you use to make the dial wire for my antenna. You left your roll of string there. I told you I'd give it back to you at the meeting.
Okay, all right. Well, what's anything interesting happened today?
That would depend on your definition of interesting. If it has anything to do with the radio, not really. I haven't been on it much until now.
Well, I mean, as far as the day goes on the job, anything interesting?
I got a call from PUBG Staffing, and I'm supposed to be getting a call back from them tomorrow. I was currently doing my job in the middle of that call, so I told them I need them to call me back tomorrow. So it looks like I might have me a new job pretty soon. Emphasis on the word might, but I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
The janitor position?
That would be it.
Nice, wouldn't it?
But it'd be very nice.
Was working for school or what?
Yeah, it'd be with the school.
Okay. Well, listen, bud, I'm going to step on out. I need to change my clothes and get cleaned up and all. But I'll say 73s and I'll see you tonight. KO4NUE, I'm clear.
73s, Chad, good talking to you. See you soon. KO4WWZ, clear.